Cloudy.
Present temperature 50 degrees. The outlook cloudy with showers this afternoon through this evening. High this afternoon 45 to 50. Continued cloudy tonight, a low about 40. A chance of rain early tomorrow, followed by partial clearing in the afternoon with a high between 50 and 55 degrees. Repeating the present temperature, 50 degrees.
2 hours yet to go on the Easter Sunday session of the Listen to Lacey Show, and this is Jack Jones with The Race Is On.
I feel tears welling up from deep inside like my heart's gonna break.
Wednesday, about 3 minutes after 12 o'clock on the Listen to Lacey Show, and as you're all dressed up in your new Easter finery, how about dressing up your living room? Maybe your furniture has become worn and shabby through the years. I'm sure when you bought your living room chairs and sofa, they were lovely. You wouldn't have picked them out, but let's face it, throughout the years, they start to get worn and frayed and shabby, and good new furniture costs a lot of money. You know, you can have that old furniture reupholstered and made new at a fraction of what comparable new furniture would cost. Now, the famous Gimbel's reupholsterers will save you 20 to 60% off the regular price of their most expensive fabrics during their price-busting reupholstery sale. Now, what would you expect to spend for expensive, expertly upholstered, custom-made chairs? Maybe a couple of $100 or $150? Far from it. Gimbel's will reupholster a chair for as little as $47 in their beautifully styled fashion budget fabrics. For as little as $47. A sofa for as little as $92. As I say, a fraction of what comparable new furniture would cost. All the workmanship and material is included. It's all done by experts, and of course, the famous Gimbel's department store guarantee goes with it. Gimbel's reupholstery feels like, is like, and actually looks better than the day that you bought your furniture. Gimbel's reupholstery department does the work in its own factories. The Gimbel's craftsmen are expertly trained. They do all the fitting and the tufting by hand. The expert Gimbel's fitters will retie the loose springs with imported twine by hand. Now, you know as well as I do that hand craftsmanship is expensive, but not at Gimbel's. They charge you as little as $47 to reupholster your chair and as little as $92 for the sofa, a fraction of what new furniture would cost. Now, there are thousands of satisfied and delighted Gimbel's customers who has had this work done. So look into it and take advantage of this Gimbel's Extra. If you are among the next 100 people to call Gimbel's right now to get the facts and find out all about the low prices and the lovely fabrics, with your reupholstered chair as a bonus, you will get two fabulously styled arm sleeves and back fabric covers to give your custom reupholstered chair lasting beauty and protection. So don't miss out. Call now for all the information without obligation. If you're in New York, the number is Murray Hill 26800. Out of town, call Gimbel's Collect, Murray Hill 26800. In New Jersey, call Essex 30600, ES 30600 in New Jersey.
Just you know why.
Those were Peter and Gordon on the Listen to Lacey Show with a song that the late Buddy Holly did many years ago, True Love Ways. The wind's time is 8 minutes past 12 noon, and it's time for fun again at Palisades Amusement Park, the fabulous playground of the East. It is open daily for the season with 175 thrilling rides and attractions, including 10 big new rides imported from Europe. Tuesdays and Thursdays are bargain days, with many rides, 5 cents in the afternoon and 10 cents at night. And Palisades also features free shows every week, with the nation's top recording stars appearing in person. And $2,500 in merchandise is given away free every day. Other free attractions at Palisades include free dancing weekends and plenty of free parking, too. There's always something doing and always something to do for youngsters of all ages. There's fun for everybody, so come on over to Palisades today. The admission is only 35 cents at Palisades Amusement Park, America's greatest amusement value. Palisades Amusement Park is easy to reach by public service buses from the George Washington Bridge bus terminal or by the orange and black buses from the 41st Street and the 8th Avenue bus terminal. And now let's reach for one of the prettiest sounds around. This is Burt Kampfert's hit revival of Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
This is Doug Edelson. No matter where it happens, in Hartford, Hempstead, or Hackensack, you'll hear all the news of the Tri-State Metropolitan Area and WINS, your one station for news. Keep in tune with Radio 1010. All news, all the time.
All news on WINS, and it starts tomorrow, Monday. Starting right now, two for the price of one on the Listen to Lacey Show at 11 minutes after 12 noon. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with Something's Gotta Give.
An irresistible force such as you.
There's news and music and more for you. When you're doing things and going places with Tintin, with New York.
Wins time is 12:15. Did you ever notice how money has a way of slipping away from you without your knowing where it's gone? A quarter here, a couple of dollars there. Corral those wandering dollars and save the easy, automatic way. Sign up for the payroll savings plan at work for the regular purchase of United States savings bonds. The Star Spangled Savings Plan for all Americans. And here's one from Europe. This is one of England's big winners. It was a big winner over there, and it's number two in the Wins Winner Circle here this week. Wayne Fontana with The Game of Love. Wins time now, 17 minutes after 12 noon. As you enjoy your Easter Sunday, where do you think you're going to be on the 4th of July? Well, if you're a homeowner, maybe you'll be out in the backyard, relaxing. Maybe you'll invite some friends in. Maybe you'll plan a little barbecue. Hope the weather's nice. Hope the sun isn't too hot so that it drives you inside, or maybe some passing showers don't kind of spoil the fun by creating indecision. Of course, you know, if you have a patio cover, you don't have problems like these. You have shade and overhead protection. Well, if you don't have it, this is a good time to get it before summer starts. Ludwig Baumann and Spears, who have been around here in the department store business for 108 years, will save you money on a 100% giant all-aluminum patio cover of Reynolds, Kaiser, or Alcoa aluminum in your choice of many colors. Now, these are big, beautiful aluminum patio covers, 108 by 72 inches. But the price is small, not $700 or $500, but only $89 with no money down. For $89, it's like adding another room to your home, because with that overhead protection, you'll get more use out of your outdoor patio under more conditions. And $89 gets you this beautiful, completely installed aluminum patio cover with all the hardware, understructure, balance poles, all labor and materials, along with a 5-year service guarantee on the labor and materials. So don't wait for the first hot day of summer. Act now. Let L.B. Spears install this beautiful aluminum patio cover immediately. But remember, you don't make any down payment. You use it all summer before you pay anything. You don't pay a penny till September, and then you take 3 years to pay. If you take a moment to call L.B. Spears now, they'll be glad to fill you in on details without charge or obligation to buy. And if you're among the next 50 people calling immediately as a bonus with your purchase, they'll even include a complete dining barbecue set. Call now. In New York, the number is Murray Hill 7-9000. Out of town, call collect Murray Hill 7-9000. In New Jersey, call Mitchell 3-3322. Mitchell 3-3322 in New Jersey. Those were Chad and Jeremy on the Listen to Lacey Show. Chad Stewart and Jeremy Clyde, couple of young fellas from England with a flair for doing some very, very tasty things, and this is one of them. What do you want with me? Wins time now is 21 minutes after 12 noon. And if the party is late in starting, break out the Chateau Martin.
But, Alec, think how much money we can save if we made our champagne with California grapes instead of the 5 to 10 times more expensive New York State grapes from the Finger Lakes area.
I know, John, California grapes are all right in their place. They make an excellent port, sherry, or even a hearty burgundy. But when it comes to champagne, and particularly Chateau Martin champagne, only New York State's rare Delaware, Catawba, and Niagara grapes will do. I consider them better for champagne than the finest of the grapes grown in the Champagne district of France. They have a fruitier, more delicate flavor, and they don't retain the yeasty quality of the European champagne. Americans have proved that they prefer New York State champagne by buying it for more than 100 years.
Alec is right, and the top brass at Chateau Martin will back him up. While anxious to keep costs down and therefore your purchase price low, there's no compromise with quality at Chateau Martin. Only the finest grapes grown in the United States are used for Chateau Martin wines. Chateau Martin is the only wine producer with wineries in both New York and California. And only Chateau Martin can say, aged in 100-year-old oak casks, in accordance with the finest European tradition.
And now with more music for you on the Easter Sunday session of the Listen to Lacey Show, Wins Twin Spin, one out of the vault and one out of today's list of big winners. This one of Wins Golden Winner by the Mermaids. Remember popsicles and icicles? Right off of today's winners, The King of the Road by Roger Miller.
Sale or rent, no cigarettes.
Wind's time out 28 minutes after 11 o'clock, after 12 noon, excuse me, friends. Don't expect perfection at these prices. 28 minutes after 12 noon, and the Village Stompers are back in action with Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? Time out 12:30. Time for WINS News, all late reports, and then we'll report back on the Listen to Lacey Show with the big clap and sound of Shirley Ellis and the clapping song. This is yours truly, WINS, the Group W station, Westinghouse Broadcasting for New York.
Stand by for news, first, fast, and factual from the WINS News Center.
Hope Paul and his Easter message calls for an end to the Vietnam conflict. Student demonstrations continue against our role in Vietnam. Emergency levee saves Quincy, Illinois from Mississippi flood as main levee collapses. It's 50 degrees in New York under cloudy skies. This is John Gleason with the WINS 1230 report. The dominant theme this Easter is peace. Speaking from Vatican City, Pope Paul has appealed for a negotiated end to every war, area, or country, but it was obvious from the careful wording of his appeal that he meant to emphasize the present Vietnam situation. A combination prayer vigil and sit-in in front of the White House is planned for this afternoon by a group of students seeking the withdrawal of American troops from South Vietnam. A spokesman for the student says that 30 persons will wait in front of the White House all night, if it be necessary, until they can see President Johnson. The president is at his Texas ranch for the weekend. But even at that ranch, the president has not escaped demonstrations protesting this country's involvement in Vietnam. Protesters are standing near the ranch, and they say they'll try to see the president when he returns from Easter services. A spokesman says if the president will not see them, they'll try to see one of his aides. Overseas in London, anti-nuclear marchers tramped past the U.S. Air Force base today, chanting Yankee murderers. It's a revival of Britain's Ban the Bomb Easter pilgrimage. Vietnam provides the focal point for this protest. The marchers carried banners such as Ban the Bombing in Vietnam and Vietnam Negotiate Now. In the flood-ravaged Middle West, Army engineers plan to hire as many as 250 emergency flood workers in the Quincy, Illinois area to shore up parts of the main levee that still remains standing after it broke this morning from the heavy rampaging waters of the Mississippi River. The secondary levee is now holding the waters back, but it has flooded so far 10,000 acres of farmland. River forecasters say the record crest at Minneapolis and St. Paul will begin to recede slowly tomorrow. The crest came 3 days sooner than expected and was a foot lower than predicted, thanks to a cold snap that has halted the melting of winter snows in that area. The death toll from the flood so far in five states is 12 persons, hundreds injured or made ill, more than 36,000 families driven from their homes, and property damage and destruction may go as high as $75 million. The temperature in New York right now is 50 degrees, the WINS time, 34 minutes past 12 o'clock. It's new. It's from Westinghouse, a steam iron that uses plain tap water right from the faucet. It's the new Westinghouse Steam and Sprinkle Iron, the one iron that does everything. It sprinkles away wrinkles on any setting, dry or steam, with a mere touch of the hand. The new Westinghouse Steam and Sprinkle Iron is so easy to control, too, with its built-in fabric guide and full range of the right settings for all fabrics, from the most delicate wash and wear synthetics to the heaviest linens. With this new Westinghouse iron, you don't have to guess whether there's enough water left in the iron, because there's a built-in water level indicator that tells you when to refill it. And remember, you can fill the Westinghouse iron right from the tap. No need to put up with the nuisance and the expense of distilled water or demineralizers. Remember, too, you can be sure if it's Westinghouse. WINS time as we continue with more news. 35 minutes past 12 o'clock. New York Senator calls for changes in voting bill. The proposed voting rights bill, as originally written, would allow states and counties to get out from under coverage only if they could prove they had not used any device to keep Negroes from registering and voting in the past 5 years. But the Senate GOP leader, Everett Dirksen, has proposed an amendment to let them be exempt by showing that in the last presidential election, there was no discriminatory denial of voting rights. Well, today, New York Republican Senator Jacob Javits, in a broadcast interview, said every effort must be made to kill the Dirksen Amendment, because this would allow states to be absolved of their past inequities. On the civil rights front, civil rights advocates in Bogalusa, Louisiana, attended church services this morning, and they plan to hold a rally for this afternoon. Otherwise, that city in southeastern Louisiana is quiet for the first time in a week. In Jonesboro, Negroes plan a prayer caravan to the sites of two burned-out Negro churches, and then a later prayer meeting at the city hall in Jonesboro. Negro and white students from across the state are helping to rebuild the churches, including some students from Long Island University here in New York. WINS scans the nation's labor picture. First, the situation in the steel talks. Negotiations are reported deadlocked, and unless immediate agreement is reached, it's almost certain there will be a strike on the current contract expiration date of May the 1st. In Pittsburgh, both union and management teams are meeting all day today with federal mediators in a hope that the present stalemate will dissolve. The outlook for quick solution is dim unless the White House intervenes. Such action has been predicted if the standoff continues. In New England, more than 5,000 workers have walked out of the mills because they want more wages. And in Tennessee at Lawrenceburg, Governor Frank Clement has ordered state troopers into that town because a dispute between the Teamsters Union and a bicycle manufacturing company has erupted in violence. To use the governor's word, the situation there threatens a breakdown of law and order. There's been much violence, and thus far, 163 strikers have been jailed on various charges. Because of an unusual demand for guns and ammunition in the area by residents of the town, the governor calls the situation there explosive and fraught with danger. Locally, union and management will meet with federal mediators in Manhattan tomorrow in an effort to settle the strike of the Sperry Gyroscope plants on Long Island, which have idled some 5,000. The issue, union seniority rights. The Egyptian government reportedly has asked the United States for more than $500 million in foreign aid for the next 3 years. Informed sources in Cairo said the United States will schedule the aid only on a yearly basis and hasn't decided as yet how much will be given to the Egyptians. Government officials are said to be worried that the American government might cut off aid completely because of recent anti-American incidents in Egypt. These personalities make WINS News. Congressman Adam Clayton Powell. The Harlem Democrat has called for the resumption of U.S. diplomatic relations with communist Cuba. In a copyrighted interview with the San Juan Star in Puerto Rico, Powell commented, "I don't see what makes Cuba any worse than Moscow." Italian Premier Moro, he leaves tomorrow for Washington, where he will confer with President Johnson and Secretary of State Dean Rusk. He's bringing with him his Foreign Minister, Amatore Fanfani. Most Italian newspapers believe that Moro and Fanfani will give the United States assurance that Italy remains pro-NATO and pro-West despite the presence of socialists in the Moro coalition government. Olin Johnson, senior U.S. Senator from South Carolina, who died in Columbia at the age of 68, death attributed to pneumonia following major surgery. The spirit of Easter in New York City has been marred by accidental tragedy and violence. During the night, two grocers were shot to death in the Bronx. The first victim, 63-year-old Juan Rivera, was killed by a rifle blast in his grocery store at 701 File Street. The unidentified gunman cleaned out the cash register and fled. At 486 East 137th Street, two armed men invaded another grocery store. They fired two shots into the chest of Juan Torres, age 40, of Brown Place. He died 15 minutes later in Lincoln Hospital. Both of his killers escaped. In Queens, one woman was killed, five others injured this morning in a two-car collision on Northern Boulevard near Bell Boulevard. The crash victim was identified as 22-year-old Christine Hurd of Bayside, Queens. In another car accident, a three-car collision on the Montauk Highway brought death to Mrs. Alice E. Johns of Brentwood. Excuse me. Her husband is in critical condition at the Bayshore Hospital. WINS temperature right now, 50 degrees. WINS time, 49 minutes past 12 o'clock. Motorists, let's stamp out the high cost of driving. If you think that your car costs too much to maintain, you can do something about it. Come to RACO right now and join the campaign to stamp out the high cost of driving. Your car needs a muffler, why pay more than you have to? Now's the time to buy it at Rayco for as little as $6.66. This week, every Rayco Auto Service Center from coast to coast cuts your costs on seat covers, brake relining, wheel alignment, and mufflers. Replace your dangerous, noisy, leaking muffler with a Rayco Reliant muffler for as little as $6.66 installed. And this is your week for seat covers at Rayco. Prices start as low as $13.95 for Rayco's famous designer's collection, the world's largest, most beautiful selection of seat covers, styles, fabrics, patterns, and colors. Today and until Wednesday only, Rayco seat cover prices start at only $13.95 installed. Come to Rayco now and help stamp out the high cost of driving. There's never a charge for installation by Rayco experts. You need no money down, pay as you ride at Rayco, America's number one auto service specialist. See the white pages under Rayco and go to your Rayco store now. The top stories of the hour. Pope Paul in his Easter message calls for an end to the Vietnam conflict. Student demonstrations continue against our role in Vietnam. The WINS weather word, present temperature 50 degrees, clouding up this afternoon, showers developing in the day. Cloudy tonight, a low between 45 and 50 degrees. Tomorrow, cloudy, a possibility of rain early in the morning, followed by partial clearing in the afternoon. High tomorrow, 50 to 55 degrees. That's the WINS 1230 report. John Gleason reporting.
This is Jack reporting back, and as promised on the Listen to Lacey show, we have Miss Shirley Ellis with Fun and Games, the clapping song.
3, 6, 9, the goose drank wine, clap, 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 clap.
Starting right now on the Listen to Lacey show, this is Bobby Vinton with My Foolish Heart.
From the wonderful world of winds, latest news on the sports scoreboard. All the scores of your favorite sports. WINS Radio Sports Scoreboard.
The Boston Celtics and the Los Angeles Lakers meet in the opening game of the final NBA playoff at Boston. Bobby Nichols and Bert Yancey share a two-stroke lead as the Houston Golf Classic enters the final round. The Montreal Canadiens have taken a one-game edge in their final Stanley Cup series with a 3-2 win over Chicago. The teams meet again on Tuesday night at Montreal. A full schedule for both baseball leagues is set for today. The Mets at Shea Stadium share a doubleheader with the San Francisco Giants. The Yankees are at Kansas City against the Kansas City A's. Win scores again with sports in just 1 hour at 1:45.
Now let's pick it up big on the Listen to Lacey show with the big sound of the Beatles and A Ticket to Ride. See Ringling Brothers Circus now through May 9th at Madison Square Garden. There will be special holiday show schedules next week. Tickets are available now at the box office. The Wynn's time is 10 minutes before 1. Joel Sebastian time begins at 2. Beginning right now, this is Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames with In the Meantime.
Someday, baby, gonna hitch on you, and together we will live life through.
Wins time 8 minutes before 1 with predictions of things to come on the Listen to Lacey show. I predict that if you're a homeowner, before long you're going to be enjoying many Sunday afternoon barbecues. You're going to be inviting friends to spend time on your patio with you. You're going to have a ball because the patio is just like an extra room in your home. A patio can be used for dining and dancing and relaxing and entertaining. It's going to get a lot of use. Of course, your patio will get much more use if you have some overhead protection. You know, once in a while, you want a little shade. The sun is nice, but it can get to be too much. Well, that's where Ludwig Bauman and Spears, known for 108 years of department store reliability, come in. If your patio isn't covered, it can be with a 100% all-aluminum patio cover of Reynolds, Kaiser, or Alcoa aluminum in your choice of colors. Now, these aluminum patio covers are plenty big. They give you lots of shade, 108 by 72 inches big. The only thing small is the price, not $700, but $89 with no down payment. For $89, you get a beautiful, completely installed aluminum patio cover from L.B. Spears. Now, this includes everything, the hardware, the understructure, the balance poles, the labor and materials. It even includes a 5-year service guarantee on labor and materials, all for $89. L.B. Spears will install your aluminum patio cover now so you'll be set for summer. Enjoy it until September. As a matter of fact, you'll enjoy it for years, but you don't pay anything till September, and then you take 3 years to pay. And if you take a moment to call L.B. Spears now, They'll be delighted to answer all your questions and give you details about it without obligation to buy a thing. Try to be among the next 50 people calling, because if you are, as a bonus with your purchase, they'll include a complete dining barbecue set. But this call, remember, is only for free information, so call now. In New York, the number is Murray Hill 7, 9000. Out of town, call collect. Murray Hill 7, 9000. In New Jersey, call Mitchell 3, 3322. Mitchell 3, 3322 in New Jersey.
We've already said.
I'm Jack Lacey, no E in the last name, and this is yours truly, WINS, the Group W station, Westinghouse Broadcasting for New York, as we look at the Windsland weather.
Hey, fellas, don't forget your old umbrella, and grab your rubbers, too. It may not be nice, but that's the best advice we can offer you. What a shame. It's gonna rain. What a shame.
Present temperature 50 degrees, cloudy with showers this afternoon through this evening. High this afternoon 45 to 50. Continued cloudy tonight, a low about 40. Chance of rain early tomorrow morning, followed by partial clearing in the afternoon. High 50 to 55 degrees. Repeating the present temperature, 50 degrees.
That's your Windsland weather, and this is Sam Cooke at number 30 in the Winds Winter Circle on the Listen to Lacey show, with It's Got the Whole World Shaking.